This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Officials in Afghanistan say Taliban insurgents have attacked an army base in a northern province, killing at least 7 Afghan soldiers and wounding 6 others. Separately, local officials say Taliban insurgents ambushed a police convoy early Tuesday in the northeastern Kapisa province, killing a district police commander and his security guard. In Washington, the impasse drags on between congressional Republicans and Democrats over the impeachment of President Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
There is no sign that lawmakers have found a way to move forward with an impeachment trial in the Senate. Although top Republican Mitch McConnell now says he won't rule out calling witnesses as Democrats are demanding.
I think we'll find out when we come back in session where we are.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on WABC-TV says they want documents too.
The Senate should issue subpoenas for a limited set of documents that we believe will shed additional light on the administration's decision-making regarding the delay in security assistance funding to Ukraine.
McConnell has indicated he's looking to the 1999 impeachment trial of President Clinton to form a framework, although Schumer argues this is much different because key witnesses haven't yet testified under oath. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Russia has released 5 Japanese fishing boats and their 24 crewmen after detaining them for a week for allegedly violating fishing agreements near a group of disputed islands. The ships were seized near a group of islands in Japan's northern region of Hokkaido. The islands were seized by forces of the former Soviet Union in the final days of World War II. Japan continues to claim the island chain, which it calls the Northern Territories. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Opposition activists in Syria say a missile struck a school building in northwestern Syria Tuesday morning, killing 8 civilians. This as government forces captured a key village held by al-Qaeda insurgents in the last rebel stronghold in the war-torn country. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an immediate halt in fighting. Authorities in New Zealand are calling off the search for 2 bodies they believe were washed out to sea when the White Island volcano erupted. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has the latest.
On Tuesday, New Zealand police ended the search for 2 people still missing following the deadly volcanic eruption on White Island early this month. Their bodies are believed to have been swept out into the ocean. Both a 17-year-old Australian tourist and a 40-year-old New Zealand tour guide are presumed dead. The police say they've delivered the news to their families, but assured them that they stand ready to act if any new information arises. In the wake of the tragedy, questions have risen over why tourists were allowed on an island with an active volcano.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. With talks between the U.S. and North Korea at a stalemate, North Korea has been warning about an upcoming Christmas gift. AP Shelley Adler has more.
That so-called Christmas gift, says Heritage Foundation's Asia expert Bruce Klingner, could be an intercontinental ballistic missile test.
They could jump right to that or a nuclear test, but it's also possible they may sort of go more incrementally up the escalation ladder by doing medium-range tests, intermediate-range missile tests, a space launch vehicle, which is sort of a civilian version of an ICBM, before they jump to the ICBM.
And it may not be on Christmas.
We're looking to the annual New Year's Day speech by the North Korean leader for further clues. So I think there may be an overfixation on the phrase Christmas present. I think it was more rhetorical than literal.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Britain's Prince Philip, the 98-year-old husband of Queen Elizabeth, is home for the holidays. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Britain's Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, left the hospital on Tuesday, in time to join the royal family for Christmas at their Sandringham estate in eastern England. He was well enough to walk out of the London hospital before he was driven away. The prince, whose official title is the Duke of Edinburgh, has been at the Queen's side throughout her record-breaking 67 years on the throne. He retired from public life in August 2017 and has since been seen only occasionally at official engagements.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder. A Russian court has extended the pretrial detention of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan until March 29th as he faces espionage charges. Whelan has denied the charges against him. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.